All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we've gone a-thrifting.
Oh, another episode of GB Thrifts.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't... Did that have a sting? Did that have a...
It did. Self-sufficiency is not working at the Salvation Army. Self-sufficiency is not moving in with Chelsea Brookie. Self-sufficiency makes all the other hip kids sing. La, 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 la. And it makes everybody... Oh, okay. This thing, not to give you work, but it did.
What did I tell you about invoking bits that had stings?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So
my favorite bits that have sting are the kilobytes in my Police Greatest Hits.
Kilobyte? Okay.
The kilobytes of
little bit midis. Too much. Bit of a walk there, bud. A bit of a walk you took us on for that.
Well, I'm trying to get in my joke steps. Like, if you're just making the simplest jokes, you never lose any joke weight. You have to get in your 10,000 joke steps a day.
Joke weight, which is funny because in order to do that, you need to send out as many bloated jokes as possible.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's how you work them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a simple randomization here. The thrift store shelves, at least around here, are always full of the most derelict of games, lots of Maddens and stuff. Sometimes there's good stuff here. I'm just going to put a blindfold on you and you're going to reach out on the shelf and grab something. We're keeping it simple this time, bud.
Ooh, Empatigo.
I mean,
let's do it.
this is a blindfold from home. This is not a thrift store blindfold.
I didn't mean I was going to get like Empatigo. I meant just rooting around in a thrift store blindly.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm going to end up elbow deep in that stuffed animal bin where they keep all the stuffed animals who have done things.
Yeah.
You know?
It probably like, would have been wise if I blinded you when we were in front of the video game rack, but we're at the entrance now. So now you got to find it.
I figure I'm going to feel around.
Yeah.
Can I wear shoes?
Why not? But they have to be thrift store shoes, so they will not match.
Ooh, and they're going to hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got some discredited bowling shoes.
Okay.
And a slip slide around.
Okay. Yeah.
Sharp.
Yeah. No, that's definitely you're in the kitchenware. That's no good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wet.
Okay. This is news to me. I don't know. Yeah, no, we're
thrift stores where people give food or something like, or somebody will put in like half a jug of like Miracle Wax or something like that.
Like, oh yeah. Just a tin of it. That would make more sense. But we're here in the candle holders and bookend shelf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These shouldn't be wet.
No.
Somebody brought water from home. Okay, let me, I think these might be games. Some of these feel like discs. Some of them feel like boxes.
No, just go ahead and grab one. Okay. Just grab it and open it up.
These ones are definitely Leapfrog games. I'm not going to pick those.
No, don't emulate those. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. And this is, I never heard of this before. This is Brain Dead 13.
I too have never heard of this before.
Nobody's heard of this before.
Let us go on a journey. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to After Suffering, where... Ah, Cole, shit, can you vamp for a second? Pockets Discovered Slash Fiction. Yeah.
That's my favorite one of those. I like that. It's very, it's very heady.
The Pockets Discovery tract of those is really fun.
Pockets
He's had a rich internal life and a rich external life.
Yeah. Just so many adventures. The world was big and new for him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's a good majestic. It's a very regal countenance on that cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a premium episode. We're talking about Brain Dead 13, which is apparently I had no idea that this was like from the people who brought us like Dragon's Lair and Space Ace.
It makes sense once you play it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the case. It's like a Dragon's Lair or a Space Ace that you can't hear.
It's so bad that
has,
and weird.
Nonetheless, has tons of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's mixed in a way that I just cannot understand a word that almost anybody says.
It's so we play this on the PlayStation. I imagine this might be a little bit better on the PC, but who knows, right? Maybe
the 3DO.
Yeah, or this the CDI, like any of those. But like the animation is super compressed and shitty looking, and there is definitely the lossiest of lossy compression happening.
Well, even if you look at the cover of it, it's pretty incomprehensible. Like, yeah. You can't really read the logo. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a bat trying to sell us a bunch of implements.
Yeah.
And then the bottom in like blood font, it says starring Fritz.
Yeah.
In all cap chiller. And it's a lot.
Everybody's favorite character. He really broke out onto the scene here. It's like Josh Hartnett in Halloween H2O and introducing Fritz.
everyone's going nuts for Fritz. Fritz, not the main character.
Nope.
Not the main character or the villain.
Nope.
Fritz is like, he's like a lackey.
Yeah, he's like he's the hunchback. He's the imp who's on the cover there. He's the guy with the cloak who's, what are you buying us? He does like he's the first guy who chases you around. He's got like hooks for hands.
He's on the fucking cover. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Fritz's life would be a nightmare.
He is Dr. Neurosis's pet and diligently follows orders that are given to him. He is voiced by Joe Giampapa, though Fritz doesn't speak any language at all, but only in grunts and gibberish.
Yeah, but we got him, kids.
Yep. We got Fritz now.
You guys like grunts and gibberish? Mm-hmm. You know you do. This is like an old man exec being like, kids don't give a shit with their rap and everything. All they care about is grunts and gibberish. Let's give them what they want. I don't know, some kind of demonic bat.
Yeah.
Who just speaks their language.
This is like that executive that you played who just only wanted classic animation about babies crawling out onto girders. But
he's a fan, not an executive.
Oh, he's a fan. Okay.
I haven't updated him in a while, but
yeah,
last I checked in on that character.
I thought that was a character who was like calling the shots, saying, oh, you know what everybody wants, what I want, which is babies walking out onto girders. I see this as that guy like 25 years later after, his preferred style went out of style and now he's jaded. And that's what gives us a Fritz.
A big reason why he got jaded is because he made his dreams come true, and it didn't go as well as they do in the cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when he, went to acquire a baby from his wife, mm-hmm. and then put it on a girder. He made the news, but not a good way.
Right, right. It was a trial. Everybody knows his name now. He had to, had to change his hair color.
The abominable Dr. Girder.
But this is the story of Lance Galahad, not only is this like takes place in a castle and is fantasy themed, but he's a young computer expert.
Yeah, Dr. Neuro, like this is a pretty confused genre exercise.
Yeah.
This feels like a reskin of Dragon's Lair 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they just decided to also do some sci-fi stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but his enemy is Dr. Neuroneurosis. It's just a brain in a tube, in a jar, who has eyes and is angry and has called in Lance Galahad. He also has a bit of a smart mouth, and at every opportunity, Lance will do the Sonic the Hedgehog, like arms crossed and looking defiantly into the camera.
He's like those Power Up Comics.
Yeah,
like those guys. He's like a Power Up Comics guy.
Uh huh.
He talks about gaming and stuff. He's relatable to gamers like me.
Mm-hmm.
And but I didn't play this for very long because it's a Dragon's Lair like.
Well, it's fucking impossible.
Yeah, like, they're not games. It's a cartoon. It's not even a cartoon you play. It's like a cartoon with like the mental overhead of a guessing game. And if you fail the guessing game, your punishment is you don't get to watch the cartoon you paid for anymore.
Yeah. You watch the same loop of animation of your guy dying over and over again. Yeah. I could not make an input accomplish anything. So like you start, you know, your guy gets into the castle and like runs to an intersection and every button that you press goes like bang, 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 bang. You know, you have your different directions and an action button. It actually says in the manual, because I had to look up the manual to see what to do, like, oh, timing is very important. The good beep, which is in bold and then in quotes here.
The good beep.
The good beep, higher tone, lets you know that your move has been accepted. So
yeah.
it discourages mashing, but there's no indication of, like, when the right time to decide which direction to run is.
No, you're basically like you're second guessing the director of like a not very good cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, what would be the pacing of this? Like if I were doing the storyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I managed to make some good beeps happen. I wasn't as down bad for the good beep, but I did not get very far in it. I did get far enough to run into Vivi, the curvaceous vampire, who is like a presage, you know, presages are, you know, Lady Demetrusk.
Oh, yeah. Who is,
you know, taking the internet by storm.
Yeah.
Kind of a Lady Demetrusk figure. I'm surprised this isn't like, if this game were made now instead of 1995, like in 1995, Fritz was what gamers wanted.
Yeah.
It's like this little imp with hooks for hands who doesn't speak English and sells us chainsaws. Now it's just like, you horny? You horny? Huh? You want to crawl up inside mommy? Buy our game. Get inside mommy's vagina if you buy our game. Get in there. You know?
She'll pick you up. She'll pick you up.
She'll pick you up. She'll step on your neck. You'll die. Don't you want to die, gamers? Don't you want to just like commit suicide through sex? You'll never live again. It'll hurt really bad and you won't have a boner, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of a real sign of the times thing. Like,
yeah.
25 years later, we've gone from Fritz to Vivi.
I'm just picturing that one comic of like the people, like everybody standing in line for Lady Demetrusk at one table. The other table is just Fritz alone. Fritz all lonely. Yeah. Like this is a lot about society. Like,
this man has actually been on the moon, people. Like,
oh. fucking Fritz. Yeah, yeah. But Vivi, yeah. The coded as a Southern belle who runs a funeral salon, so yeah. I guess just kind of does the facial reconstruction that, you know, puts the ping pong ball halves under the eyelids, you know.
Yeah which would, you know, cool job. She kind of looks like that hot mortuary woman who does the YouTube, the Ask a Mortician.
I've never seen that. Is that good?
It, you know, it's a little too produced.
Okay.
There's a lot of like jokey jokes and cutaways and stuff, but the actual content of it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost have enough things to bring back, you know, tube talking.
Oh yeah.
I've been in a real comfort tube hole, but
yeah,
I can almost bring that back.
I've been like in the substrata below comfort tube, which is I've done about 3 rewatches of all of Bob's Burgers in a row. I just hit the newest episode and like, all right, back to S1E1. Here's the pilot, human yep. flesh. I'm
deep under the earth.
Yeah.
I was looking at this, the Wikipedia for this. And in the reception section where they talk about magazines and scores it got, mm-hmm. one of the reviewers was from a magazine called PC Joker, which I like also as a 2021 thing now that we have a bunch of different adjective jokers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have not talked about No Fart Joker, which
oh, the no fart, or like,
that didn't get as much mileage as I hoped, the No Fart Joker.
I love No Farts Joker.
Yeah.
And then the PC Joker is just like, it's them, Batman. Like, I think that's incredible. No Farts Joker is very specific,
yes.
Which is why I like the No Farts Joker.
Yeah, just very much. It just it's a car that has some real opinions about what you can do inside of it.
Yeah, and No Farts is harsh, man.
Man, I mean, you're just kind of constantly farting throughout the day. It's basically a constant slow leak. Either that, or I should see a doctor now.
It doesn't end.
Right.
As a thing, like it's not you know, and hey, we all do it. I mean, what's there to be ashamed of?
Yeah, no, you don't have anything I haven't seen before, fart-wise. Come on.
They're in anyway. You know, yeah. We all got them.
But like, you know, just like you're like rules lawyering. Okay, so no fart joker. Like, how much of an absolutist are you going to be on this? Because like, there's a fart. You know, just the expulsion of gas. But like, are you like no noticeable farts? Because there are many that just are both silent and benign. That just kind of happen. Yeah. Like, you know, does it have to tip the Richter scale, right?
The 99% invisible farts that make up our day.
Right.
The answer to that is in his name. Like, the no farts is what we're concentrating on, but the other part is the Joker. Mm-hmm. So like, if you do slip past that, you know, we have to think about what the Joker might do, which is hold Gotham City for ransom. Mm-hmm. If one person farts in that car, or like, you know, blow up the bridge that leads out of Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Smilex. Yeah, like Smilex people.
I don't know that No Farts Joker is going to be that into dispersing any amount of gas.
Yeah, because Smilex didn't. That's Joker gas, my friend.
Yeah,
Smilex. Well, there is Smilex gas as well. But I was thinking of the movie where it was something like if you brush your teeth with this brand and wash your hair with this other brand, it can bind. Like one of the weirdest sci-fi things from the 1989 Batman film. Like, yeah. That was his genius move, was like, he doesn't just smuggle the chemical into one thing. Mm-hmm. He smuggles on all these different parts. So if you happen to chew this gum and then eat this steak, mm-hmm. Oh boy, you're getting jokered.
Yeah. And then you know? Then you can't trace it back to me.
Yep. Just cause I'm the Joker.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize there was a difference between Joker gas and Smilex.
I guess there's just different delivery methods.
Yeah, I suppose.
Of Smilex, like any good, you know, pharmacy compound will put it however you like.
Oh yeah, no, you can just put in your request.
Yeah, you can pill liquid form if you have to give it mm-hmm. to your pets.
Yeah,
you know, mix it in with some treats. Wrap a piece of cheese around the Smilex. Give it to Dog Joker.
Oh no, not Dog Joker! What do you do to deserve this? it might just be a Joker who doesn't work blue. You know, like none of that's got a logical humor for me. We're going to work purely conceptual, observational.
Like Seinfeld Joker.
Yeah. What's the deal with this batarang?
Yeah. What is the deal? It never comes back. He just hits people with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually like a pretty good point. Like the batarang is just like a thing he throws at people.
Yeah.
Usually it doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it saves him ammo if he misses.
Maybe. But, also, he's a fucking billionaire. Why is he scrimping and saving?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he doesn't need to. Well, he's an eco-conscious billionaire.
Yeah,
you know, maybe that's the idea.
Somebody will come along and pick that up and recycle it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's made out of metal, or mm-hmm. people will repurpose it into like, you know, weapons to kill other people. I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. Like
they'll repurpose it into throwing blades as its original purpose.
Yeah,
it's more of a reuse than a recycle.
Yeah.
I got a robotic vacuum.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Love a robotic vacuum.
And I don't want to make you jealous.
Okay.
Cool. I didn't get a name brand Roomba one. The one I got though, and I don't know if yours features this, but I had to brag about it a little bit.
Okay.
I can jack into it and manually control it.
What? You got a remote control Roomba?
Yeah. You can set it up for different things, but I also have a remote and I can just steer it and move it around.
You can assume direct control. That's great. Also, like
I jack in, I fucking rigger it like from Chatterana. I'm like, it's time to, you know,
wildly impractical. Like the point about them is that they're
like, I guess if I wanted to vacuum while sitting, which I do.
Right. Right.
It's useful for that, but it's mostly just fun. It's like a loud, slow car.
Uh-huh.
That like, and it's not like super loud, but louder than a normal remote control.
You know, it's there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can just like cruise it around. It's really fun.
I mean, so is there a camera? Like, are you first person controlling this? Is it like Mario Kart?
No, but I am going to get a GoPro for it. So I can do that.
But then I won't be able to go into the couch, dude.
I mean, I'm going to get some kind of camera thing so I can do our very slow version of the Mario Kart, you know, Switch thing.
Yeah.
It's actually the remote control part of it is good for spot cleaning. Like if I don't just want to run it every once in a while,
right
I can like just like I'm gonna just do a little round around pockets like food disaster zone,
yeah
you know, mm-hmm. and pick up some of that like crunch dust.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes us like a one step closer, because you have one now too. We're pretty close to Roomba Force.
We are pretty. I was thinking of Roomba Force earlier today. We're another game we're talking about basically has Roomba enemies, and I thought of Roomba Force. Yeah. Can I introduce another element to this to Roomba Force? Yeah. I don't have. I mean, I still have the same robotic vacuum that I got like 6 years ago. It's a little long in the tooth.
It's 128K memory. That's a pull chain.
Yeah.
You have to feed in a bunch of punch cards to program it.
You have to start it like a lawnmower.
they only have it at MIT. It fits into one room.
Clean room, though. Yeah. No.
The idea, like the MIT first Roomba that takes up an entire chamber, and like all these like 80s nerds are going there to program it to clean like... The 2 inches of clearance it has in that room.
Yep. it sucks for like 2 seconds, then just they nod and then they write on their clipboard. It's like the whole
campus browns out.
All of the subways stop. Transformers blow. Lights up the night sky. It's fucking beautiful.
Weird science.
I got this a while ago, back when the most recent stimulus checks went out. I feel like I'm embarrassed because it's an extravagant thing, but I got a robotic litter box.
Ooh,
I have
that's like the controller. Like, it doesn't move around, but it can give Roomba Force missions.
Yeah,
mostly related to cat turds.
It's mission control. I mean, most of what my Roomba is picking up anyway is cat created, be it litter scatter, be it hair, you know.
Yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah, but got one of those like litter robot things that's like, it has the orb where the cat goes in and shits, and then, you know, shortly after it leaves, it rotates and it does its thing, and then boom, fresh litter waiting there. Not fresh. Yeah. All of the bad stuff is taken away. It's been great because, you know,
yeah, you can eat all that litter.
And I have. it's been great because you only need, you know, one, you know, because so previously I had three litter boxes because I have two cats, but now since it's always clean, you know, there's really no like territorial thing with it, so I don't have to take care of three litter boxes anymore, and it happens automatically. I just have to empty it like once a week or so. It's pretty nice. But yeah, that's cool. additional Roomba Force going on. We have mission control.
I used to have one of those that you had to manually operate, and it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't have one now is because it was huge. Mm. I don't have space for it.
Yeah.
But
this thing is pretty big. It's about the size of a dorm fridge, which I didn't expect.
Yeah, they're huge. Like, I've seen those before, and they're like, it is like a phone booth for cats. I just real quick before we moved on to that though, something I was gonna mention. So the reason why I want to get a camera on the front of so this does relate to, I brought up my robotic vacuum for a reason.
Okay.
The reason why I want to get a camera on the front is because I want to make a really boring FMV game like Dragon Slayer but about vacuuming my floor.
Okay.
Because you could do it. Like, I just take all that footage. You just have to press in the right direction to make sure you vacuum to the next spot.
You could even do it on YouTube, you know, just select the next video right now. Yeah,
wouldn't it be fun to do like a bunch of really creative death scenes for the robotic vacuum? If you vacuumed the wrong shit, like you went and vacuumed up some acid or something.
Yeah,
you just could see a skeleton,
just a Roomba shaped skeleton, like a little horseshoe crab skeleton.
Yeah, like that guy who draws all the skeletons of Pokemon, or the Funko Pop skeletons. Like, what does the skeleton of a Roomba look like?
God, the Funko Pop skeletons, Jesus.
I was tying it back into Braindead 13. I was thinking about bringing the genre back.
Yeah.
But to vacuum my floor.
No, I like it. So like there are always three possible outcomes. There's doing the right input. There's doing an incorrect input that gets you a death. And then there's you don't react in time, and then it plays the death that you were headed towards.
Yeah. And then the vacuum goes back to its dock.
Yes.
There's also, this has something called like, this is not the name of it. This is a funnier name of it, but I legitimately can't remember the name of it. But it has something like smart suck technology or something like that that you could turn on where it detects how much stuff there is on the ground and adjusts the level of suction accordingly.
Okay.
And you can toggle that on and off. So that could be like the action button in a Dragon's Lair.
Okay.
You know, it's like whether you have Smart Suck going on, but it's not called that. It's called like IntelliVac or something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
Like, so with the one that I have, like it will sense when it is going over a high soil area. And instead of just proceeding until it hits something and then turning, it will like start doing concentric circles around that area. And it's really hard not to anthropomorphize it as like, like just criticizing you. Like, okay, so I guess I'm going to have to just like really scrub this one because you didn't take care of it, dick.
I wonder what it says about us that like you think that the Roomba is criticizing you, and then I immediately had sympathy for the Roomba because it's walking, and I was thinking like an elephant that's chained up.
Oh,
or something okay. like that. Like it's just going in little small circles. I'm just like, oh, buddy, like it'll be okay. You know?
Yeah. Like, but it's going in circles and working extra hard. I mean, what that says about us, it probably has something to say about our upbringings.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
You were saying like a high soil area. I was just thinking about like, you know, so a Roomba's mission is to go in and pick up dirt. Like, I love the idea of unleashing a Roomba in a garden and it just being the happiest Roomba that's ever been because it's all kinds of soil. Like it's basically like being, you know, like Scrooge McDuck diving into coins.
Oh yeah. It's a smorgasbord.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the fair is a veritable smorgasbord. Yeah. Like they just are like, you know, like the Templeton at the fair. He's extremely happy Roomba.
Yeah. I'm afraid. I'd be afraid to set a Roomba outside because what if it did too good and exposed the mantle of the earth?
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking chewed it down to molten bedrock and then refucked.
That would be really unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we would die. Or, you know, if it just gets a taste for it and then regular conventional dirt isn't good enough for it.
Oh, shit.
Like, a Roomba that's been outside isn't going to want to vacuum your floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a Roomba that's tasted flesh. Like yeah. You can never put it back on food.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. I'm just imagining like a David Cronenberg Roomba that like just, you know, suddenly starts developing orifices and like, oh, now there are teeth on it and stuff. Just like just a real
excess your skin and you, just tickles. And then like the next time it does, like, you know, there's no hair and you're like, what the, and then the next time it does, you know, it just takes off the like first four layers of skin. It has like big red patch, like your radiation burn.
Existence to Roomba.
Yeah.
Roomba-drome.
I don't know why Roombas are like the funniest fucking thing in the world to me.
Because they're short and squat. They're little tuna cans that bump around rooms.
Like they're so funny to me. It's like the funniest fucking thing. And I don't, I never thought I would have one. They had a real deep discount. I saw on the inventory, like the AV Club sister site thing. And I was like, I don't like vacuuming.
Right.
I don't like sweeping. Mm-hmm. You know, is this worth like $110 to never have to do this again? You know, or like very rarely have to do this? Mm-hmm. Yes. Because I'm not a man. That's not one of the chores I like.
Yeah.
You know, so if I can outsource it, more time for me to like masturbate and eat corn chips or whatever.
Yeah. It's not extravagant now, you know, I mean like $110.
It used to be.
Yeah. Right.
It used to be like a big thing. Like you'd be like, oh, this is the Roomba class.
Right. Right.
You know, no solidarity of the Roomba class, you know, but now it's a hundo, which is not nothing, but it's also not, you know, it's not so bad.
No, I mean like that is cheaper than like, a nice push vacuum that you would get, you know, like, and this one does it for you. And like, does it pick up everything at a go? Probably not. But if it runs just automatically, like it'll get it over time. And they're really good to have if you have a cat.
Like, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is it like he gets the litter kickens.
Yeah.
And the dust, the first time, our utility room, which is where Pocket's litter box is down a couple of steps. And when I first ran it, the manual is like, you know, supervise, like they do a lot of work to anthropomorphize these things. It's not just the pathetic fallacy on our parts. Mm-hmm. But they're like, the first time it goes on, you know, its mission, keep an eye on it. And it kept like towing up to the edge of the stairs. And I was legit feeling like concern.
Well, it's like a toddler. Like, no, stay back. Yeah. Stay away from the edge of the pool on.
And it's good at it. It gets to the edge and it's like, okay. I'm learning where this thing is. I'm not going to do it. And like, obviously on one hand, I just don't want to have it fall down the stairs and waste my money. On the other hand though, I also didn't want it to get hurt.
Yeah.
you know?
No, I mean,
it's a little Bubba.
I just like that. That was, what was it? Was it Arrested Development where like one of them had a robot vacuum?
You're hungry.
And Buster just started feeding it Cheetos. Yeah.
Yeah. He puts a piece of hard candy on the ground.
it's a human instinct, you know, like we felt bad for the Roomba in Jesse's house, you know?
Yeah.
And Breaking Bad.
It's a good Roomba.
Yeah. Great Roomba's infection.
Called the show Breaking Roomba. Yeah. Don't worry, it pays off. I don't understand why the show is called Breaking Roomba. It seems mostly about a guy who starts selling meth to defeat his cancer.
Yeah.
Pay for his cancer treatments. Well, don't you worry.
Defeat his cancer.
A few seasons, it'll make sense.
I shall vanquish thee. Yeah.
Roombas are not different than BattleBots, really.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, like if this had a wedge on the front of it, mm-hmm. it would be exactly as effective as all the most boring, shitty battle bots.
Yeah.
Which pretty effective. Like, wedge bots suck, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the tagline for the show.
That was the problem with those wedge bots. You just get Grant Imahara coming in saying, like, all right, I will both succeed at this. I will break this game and make it as boring as possible from now on.
Yeah. I'll make this. It's like the first guy who figured out that there is a way to win tic-tac-toe
mm-hmm.
every time.
Yeah.
You know, just on a bigger scale. Like, oh, you've ruined this game. Cool.
Now everybody's going to do the same thing. Yeah. All right. It's solved.
Yeah. I have to switch to 4x4 tic-tac-toe and nobody will play with me. You know, because it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all cat games.
Yep. Oh, 4x4 tic-tac-throw. That's what you need.
Ooh.
Throw in the extra element. Yeah.
You need like, it's like tic-tac-toe talk. Or something like it had to be another one
right,
of those things,
right.
Like tic tac toe toque.
Mm, like a tech. Canadian hat.
Yeah, yeah, tic tac toque.
Teak.
Teak.
There's not so much in the way of game facts on this one. There's a fact on the PC that is just like it is exhaustive descriptions of all the death scenes, including like ratings for the gruesome factor for them. So like seriously, every single one of these, you know, so it has where it occurs, you know, because of this, a description and then my thoughts and then gruesome factor.
Yeah. My thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dovetails really well with the fact that the TV Tropes has a pretty extensive nightmare fuel section, you know? Always very surprised when like, you know, something this marginal
mm-hmm.
gets a really, really, long
TV Tropes
section.
Look at all those bullet points on that. Wow. Yeah. The egg beater death is just very horrific and painful to watch.
Lance does something we like to call the badass arm fold. So that thing that we saw that he was doing from Power Up Comics is actually the badass arm fold.
Is that a fact? Or is that a trope?
That is a trope. Ugh. That's one of Lance Galahad's tropes, according to this website.
I don't like it.
That I willingly go to, that is constantly guilting me about, like, this is the 17th page you've viewed this month without giving us money.
Yeah, thanks for keeping track. Like, you know, I'm just going to try and make that number as high as possible, right?
Yeah, just to, you know, because you make me so mad by having every time an axe is in a scene giving it its own entry. Who's that fucking weirdo?
Death number 8, cut his heart out with an egg beater. Where? Located in any part of the crossroads. Occurs if you hesitate on which way to go. Description: as Lance wonders which way to go, all of a sudden, at the sound of a gong, he hears something from above and ducks down in fright. Just then, Fritz appears from above and pounces on him, then lifts up the egg beater arm, and Lance's screams are heard being drowned out by the egg beater's noise, as bits of his hair fly everywhere. And then a heavily damaged and battered Lance emerges with his shirt ripped up, his balding hair and his black eyes as he chokes himself up. But Fritz is not done yet as he pulls Lance back down to finish the job. My thoughts. Oh, the horror. Oh, the humanity. Lance is heavily damaged by an egg beater. Dude, look at his bald hair and his clothes. It's almost as if he were a zombie. And the look on his face says, please kill me. I don't want to live my life like this. Definitely not something your kids would see in a death scene like this. and then a little tongue sticky out emoji. Gruesome factor, 8 of 10.
Yipes.
Yeah.
You know, this is only on the PC version if someone's looking for this. And the reason why, you know, one of the noteworthy things about this is all the facts of this are all like between 1 and 10K.
Yep.
And the reason being is because, it, you know, you just input the right thing. Right. This one's 100K. maybe, you know, and I would never have expected this. And I, you know, not trying to sound, you know, sexist at all. Mm-hmm. Really surprised. This fact was done by somebody named Deborah Kearns.
Hmm.
With 82 in their email address. So someone presumably, you know, 2 years younger than me,
mm-hmm.
and a lady who is into rating the deaths from Brain Dead 13 by how gruesome they are.
Yeah.
And really powerful, like Super Sephiroth, you know, Goku energy or something like that to me.
Yeah. No, just I would not have expected that. Have that say about me what it will. Updated 10/31 of 2012. So they came to this relatively late. They weren't doing this for clicks. This is a work of passion.
Yeah. This lady is also a YouTuber. My thanks go out to all the YouTube fans.
Oh, wow. Helping
me recording videos of this game.
It's really weird to see somebody invoke YouTube in a GameFAQs. I mean, in a non-HTML GameFAQs doc.
Deborah Kearns is what we call a double threat. She does a lot of scripts for like old adventure games.
Yeah, she's got the "I have no mouth and I'm a scream" fact on here. Game script for it. I like those. I'm happy that people do those. Those cannot be easy to do.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah,
go her.
Thank you, Angel Deb.
Yeah, we love you, Angel Deb. If you like this show, you've already done the things.
You have. Thank you.
We appreciate the things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the stuff.
I think so. I'm going to do real quick and see who put this into the suggestion. If you would like to get stuff onto the polls for these special episodes, go to abjectsuffering.com, click suggest up at the top, and you can put things into the forum there. This was put into the machine by... Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Uh-oh. I'm trying to find it. Brain to 13. Bazanson. Thank you, Bazanson.
Yeah. Thank you, Bazanson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, what should happen?
Well, as our friend at Bob Shoy on Twitter always says, until next time, BRB maining spawn. I don't understand what maining spawn means.
Like in a fighting game,
maybe.
Yeah, like how you? No, I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah, what's Spawn like, have to do with it?
Well, like a Spawn, he's in fighting games.
Oh,
like he showed up in one of those like Mortal Kombat things. Oh, he was the exclusive character.
Soul Calibur on the Xbox. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody has mained Spawn.
Mained Spawn. Okay. Don't get away with it this time, buddy.
Yeah, we've successfully arbitrated what meaning a character means.